The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is The Real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Missed the first hour. A lot of Texans. Little NFL. We RIP'd Jose Burrow. And a little college football.
Got him.
But we have not gone through all the other games, and that's what we will do now. And we'll start off with your beloved Cleveland Browns beating the Eagles 22-17. And I think the story here is how much regression we've seen out of Carson Wentz.
I mean, he's just awful. And the Eagles are in a weird spot where what do you do with him? You drafted a guy in Jalen Hurts. Was he a second or third round pick?
Third round pick, yeah.
At some point, do you have to say, well, what do we got in this guy? because Carson Wentz ain't it, bro.
Well, and if you do have something in him, even at 3-6-1, you're not done in that division by a long shot.
Nope.
So maybe it is time to say, all right, let's see.
Aren't they still in first place?
I think so, yeah.
From what I saw last night, yes.
Oh.
But Doug Peterson says, the second I bench Carson Wentz, I'm telling the rest of the team I'm giving up on the season.
I wouldn't say that kind of stuff.
I don't know how you say that.
Yeah.
Like, because if you keep running Carson Wentz out there and letting him do that, you're telling the team, hey, well, we don't need a good quarterback play to win. I mean, because you haven't. And obviously, Carson Wentz has upside. We've seen it before. It's just been a long time since we saw it. And I don't know if it's coming back. This happens. There's sometimes there'll be a player who has a year and it's just, wow. Matt Schaub did this that made everybody go, whoa, look at those numbers. Look what this guy did. And then it turns out, well, that was just 1 year. And he had some things came together for him. It doesn't mean that that's just what the guy is, and I don't think Carson Wentz is that guy. I think he's a lot closer to what we see now than what we saw 4 years ago.
Well, and we were talking about this with Josh a little bit on the break, but he hasn't had that kind of year since Frank Reich was his direct coach, and that has a lot to do with it sometimes. And more importantly, Nick Chubb, 114 yards fantasy points for me, so all good. Okay, I'm done with the Falcons. It's official. Oof. I mean, they didn't even compete.
No. Well, a lot of that credit goes to the Saints.
Yeah, Saints played great.
Defensively, my goodness, they are good.
And they had kind of that lull. They're still winning games, but they're not lulling anymore. And their defense looks fantastic.
8 sacks? 8?
Yeah. And you know what? Taysom Hill didn't suck.
Nope.
So I think more and more, especially depending on what happens with Drew Brees. But, I mean, this team is I think, one of the two or three best in the NFC, and they're gonna make another run at it. They'll probably get screwed by the refs again. But
probably. They're good. They're better than I thought they were. I thought we would see a regression this week with no Drew Brees, but that's a pretty complete team.
The football team 20, the Bengals 9. This is another one I like. The Bengals, now, they were in the game until Jose got hurt, but
still. Yeah, I mean,
but I still don't.
Yeah, you lost to the football team. Sorry.
That's an embarrassment to God and everybody.
But I mean, that's the thing about the Bengals. We know they're not good.
Yeah.
You know, so
Bengals are. But when you're putting Ryan Finley at quarterback, I know you're not good.
Yeah.
So, how about this? Props to Roughneck quarterback PJ Walker, former Roughneck quarterback, and the Carolina Panthers. They beat the Lions 20-0. I think I'm kind of done betting the Lions, too, but I got to give the Panthers credit. I think Matt Rhule's done. I know they're only 4-7. He's done a hell of a job with that team. That's a well-coached football team. They're not as talented as a lot of these guys, but they find ways to win. And I thought PJ looked pretty good.
I didn't. I thought PJ looked pretty bad, but it didn't really matter because the Lions, much like the Texans, cannot run the football. They cannot. Yeah. That's not true. I should say this. When DeAndre Swift isn't there, the Lions cannot run the football.
Right.
So Adrian Peterson, Kerryon Johnson, they just no juice with those guys. And Matt Stafford was awful yesterday. They couldn't keep him standing. So defensively, they just had enough success that it didn't really matter. The Panthers' offense was kind of ho-hum. PJ threw a couple picks. They didn't run the ball all that well, but it didn't really matter. A couple big plays here and there, a couple short fields because the Lions' special teams is almost as bad as the rest of their team, and that's where they found themselves.
I think, he had a couple picks, but I also think he made some plays for him for a guy making his first start. I don't think he was awful. Steelers, Jaguars, this one, not only did the Jaguars not cover, I had them as part of a teaser that everything else hit. And unless I teased them 30 points, it wasn't going to matter.
No.
That was just brutal. But, Steelers 10-0 now.
I think I said this. I think I told you this. Did I say on the air or off the air that they're the new Jets? That they're just
Yeah, I think you said it on the air.
Okay.
Either way.
Don't bet on the Jags, period. No matter what the point spread, just leave it alone. Just assume that they're that bad.
Yeah, and I guess the Steelers weren't really looking ahead to the Ravens after all. But
they may have been. It just didn't matter.
Yeah. Titans, Ravens, a hell of a finish yesterday. This one goes to overtime, and Derrick Henry with the walk-off. And you know what? You look at Derrick Henry's numbers at the end of the game, you're like, wow, he had a good game.
A lot of it was
very late.
Yeah, they did a good job. And the reason why I said the Titans would win that game was because I thought they'd have a hard time stopping Derrick Henry without Brandon Williams in there. And really, they did a pretty good job on him, I'd say. Like, it was something like, it was less than 4 yards per carry until he broke off the big one at the end. And, that's a lot of that is just Derrick Henry wears you down. And he hits you with body blow. And as the game goes on, you start to just, oh, boy. And they got by him.
And
AJ Brown too, grown ass man. That touchdown, He basically caught that ball and said, "No, you ain't tackling me, bro," and just kept like walking in.
And I don't know how sustainable that is for Henry to keep doing that, because the more wear and tear you put on a running back, especially a big guy, they slow down. He hasn't done it, and he's showing no signs of slowing down.
The Ravens, the other thing that they've got a problem with offensively is they need to find someone who can play receiver. And I mean, Dez Bryant came up and caught a few balls yesterday. I don't think he's the answer. Like, Willie Snead's their most reliable receiver. Mark Andrews is their best offensive pass-catching threat, certainly. And he's an elite tight end. But nobody else is stepping up. And I thought Hollywood Brown was going to be a star now.
I did, too.
And he was a ghost yesterday. Yeah. A ghost. Devin Duvernay, who I've seen do some good things there, they just don't get him the ball. They don't put him on the field. I don't know what the Ravens, what their game plan is for the passing attack, or if they're just at the point now where they think, you know what, everybody knows we're going to run. We're just going to try to do it and be better at it than you. And that wasn't the case yesterday.
Yeah, as good as the Ravens are at personnel moves, they've never been good at getting receivers.
No.
That's like their one Achilles heel. And when they've had good ones, it's because they signed them as free agents.
Yeah.
Broncos beat the Dolphins 20-13, and apparently Vegas cleaned up on this game because everybody was on Dolphin.
Tua was on the under.
Tua gets benched, and Broncos win it 20-13.
Well, the write-up that I did for the under was sort of the sneaky little secret is the Dolphins have been worse with Tua offensively. Now, it hasn't really mattered because they were winning games.
Yeah,
and people well, things are going well, but everything was defense and special teams, and it was a lot of luck box stuff that eventually catches up with you. And it's not like they were unlucky yesterday. It's just the Broncos played a good enough game to keep them in it. And Drew Lock, who I think is just terrible, happened to play a somewhat decent game.
Well, he started off awful.
Yes, he did.
But yeah, he did wind up playing better. Chargers.
They beat the Jets. It doesn't even count.
They were all out to beat the damn Jets. That's the problem. And
You know what? I don't know they were all out. This is another thing, another case of how terrible the coaching is for the Chargers. And Anthony Lynn has to be fired. He has to. But instead of just punting, and letting the time run out that way, and maybe you've got to stop a short punt return, and then or maybe defend against a Hail Mary. Like, you run backwards and take a safety, and while doing that, you don't even run all the time off the clock. These are signs of a poorly coached team, in my opinion.
Well, to me, if Flacco doesn't throw that ridiculously awful Schaub-like pick six early,
yeah,
the Jets have a chance to win the damn game. And you can't do that if you're the Chargers. Jets are terrible. But they got to win.
Although the Chargers turned it over again on the second drive, and then the Jets immediately gave it back, on the next play.
Yeah. Colts-Packers was a hell of a game. Packers were dominant early, but the Colts stuck with it and come back and get the win in overtime.
Yeah, that was a good game. And there's some shaky calls, a forward pass. It feels like when you watch a replay and you go, oh, that's a forward pass. And then they watch the replay and they don't think it is. There's some weird stuff going on. Phillip Rivers played pretty well, though. Here's the problem with the Packers, and this is why it's hard for me to take the Packers super seriously as a Super Bowl threat. When it's fourth and one, the play call is the same every time. Yeah. And it ain't hand the ball off and get that yard. It's play action. Aaron Rodgers is going to try to roll out and make something happen. Like, they've got to get physical at some point. You have to be able to run the ball in short yardage situations, and the Packers are either unwilling or unable to do it. And that worries me about them long term because, at some point, you've got to do it. You got to be able to get that yard.
I agree, and I the Packers to me, I'm going to slowly slide them down my power rankings because I just don't think you're getting them in a dogfight, then they tend to roll over and show their belly.
Now, mind you, they lost in overtime to a pretty good team on the road. It's not like this was an ugly loss.
Yeah, but I thought they were significantly better than the Colts, and they looked like it for a half. But not being able to do some little thing, and then the fumble too. That was
in overtime.
Yeah, that was just that's the kind of thing you can't have happen. That's going to cost you a game. All right, quick break. We got a couple more to get to. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Two more games to wrap up from yesterday. How about those Dallas Cowboys?
Oh my.
Hey.
Vaquero de Dallas.
Only a half game out of first now. Andrew COVID Dalton leads them to victory. Well, Ezekiel Elliott let them. What? They played. I thought the Vikings had gotten their act together. I don't really think that's the case after all.
No.
But you know what? Two pretty good efforts in a row for the Cowboys.
Adam Thielen had like a million yards against me and two touchdowns in fantasy. Well, conveniently today has COVID. Oh, I guess he didn't have it yesterday. Could have kept his ass off the field.
How about that CeeDee Lamb catch?
That's pretty wild, too.
That was pretty awesome. And then another great game out of the Chiefs-Raiders last night. Chiefs win it 35-31. Mahomes, terrific. I mean, this is just... I think the Raiders are... I think the Raiders are a playoff team. And obviously, when you get Raiders-Chiefs, you're going to get a rivalry game. And it played like a rivalry game. Chiefs are so good, though. And I still think they're going to be the one seed when it's all said and done in the AFC.
Oh, I think so too.
And you're going to have a hard time getting by them. And I'm not trying to pile onto your Steeler hate there. I
honestly think this is going to sound crazy. I think the Chiefs, if you said Chiefs minus six against any team in the Super Bowl, is there anybody you'd take plus six?
I don't know. Give me 7.5.
No, I'm saying
give me 7.5, and I'll actually.
You can maybe come up with a list. Yeah,
I'll take Saint, and I'd even take Seahawk at +7.5 because I think they could keep the game close.
I'll just take the over in that.
Yeah, but yeah. It's not what the question was. Yeah,
the question wasn't about 7.5 either.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just hard to bet against that team. And, you know, the Raiders have given them hell a couple times, and maybe there's something to be seen there. Maybe play with a little bit of tempo if there's some teams who can do that. But then you're falling into the trap. But when you play with tempo against the Chiefs, you're giving them more possessions.
Right.
That's scary.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can get to the Chiefs' defense.
You can.
And that's why, right now, again, if Drew Brees is back, I'll take Saints +6.
Okay.
And I'll take Seahawks +6. So there.
All right.
So I promised you some odds on the college football playoff. Who's going to be where? Will Alabama be ranked number one in the first official CFP rankings? If you say yes, you're eating -3,000.
Yeah, they have to be.
No is +900.
Because I'll be honest, what I saw of Ohio State this weekend, that makes me nervous.
Well, then
if Indiana can throw all over you, I got news about the three NFL wide receivers that Alabama has. That's going to be tough to stop.
Number two in the CFP rankings, they have Ohio State 1-4, Notre Dame 3-2, Clemson 6-1. I could see Notre Dame being ahead of Ohio State there. They got the win over Clemson.
Yeah.
Number three, Notre Dame's the favorite. And then for fourth, they've got Clemson 5-4, Notre Dame 7-4, Ohio State 7-4, Aggie 7-1, Florida 9-1.
Boy, you know who's making a sneaky push? Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They beat the snot out of Oklahoma State.
That was one of the things I got right this
week.
Boy,
I got so lucky on that under. I thought I was so clever playing the under in that game, and Oklahoma was just scoring at will. And then somehow, I think it was like one touchdown in the third quarter. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm back in this thing. They barely held on. But yeah, Oklahoma looked really good.
Here's some rankings for you. BYU official ranking over under 10.5.
I'll say they'll be better than 10.5.
Yeah, I'll take the under on that. I might actually, if I can find that somewhere, I'll actually play that. Cincinnati official ranking over under 7.5.
I'll say better.
Okay. A&M official ranking over under 5.5.
I think they'll be fifth.
Yeah, I think they'll be fifth also, but
because they can't have Florida ahead of them.
You say that, but almost like I saw Herb Street's thing. He had Florida as the first one out. I've seen a lot of Florida's ahead of them in the coaches poll now. I mean,
they beat them head to head.
I know, which makes no sense to me. And it's not like Florida has a much better resume than Aggie does. So, yeah, I'm a little surprised, but I would not be shocked if Florida's ahead of A&M. And I don't think it's right. But the good news is, Florida can be ahead of A&M all they want. They're going to have to play Alabama in the conference championship. See you, Florida.
Yeah.
So. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. They've also, here's something you'd be interested in. They've got some college hoops odds already.
Okay. Give me the number on my boys at Gonzaga.
What I have is conference regular season champions.
That's all I have. I'll pick Gonzaga to win the WCC regular season championship.
-3,000. I don't know if I have all of them, but I think I saw that somewhere. I have the ACC. I'll let you pick the
Florida State.
9-2 third choice. Virginia is 1-2. Duke 9-4.
Duke's it's not Duke. It might be Virginia, but I don't like that number.
The AAC.
And
actually, surprisingly, a fairly significant favorite.
There's a significant favorite?
Yeah, odds on.
I don't know. Who is it?
UH is 10 to 11.
Wow. I wouldn't have thought that. I mean, they're good.
Memphis 7-2, Smoo 5-1, Cincinnati 10-1, Tulsa 10-1.
There's five or six teams that I could see winning it. That's, well, maybe the market must have more love for UH than I do. I think they might be the only one that's ranked.
Yeah.
I don't think Memphis is ranked.
Probably why they're 10-11. Atlantic 10.
Won't be Dayton. It would be Richmond.
Richmond, second choice, 5-2. St. Louis, 2-1.
Okay.
Big 12.
Baylor.
Baylor, 5-4. Kansas, 2-1. Texas, 8-1.
Look at that. Baylor favored over Kansas.
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Big East.
Nova.
Yeah, 1-2. Big 10.
It's probably Wisconsin, but it should be Illinois.
It's neither one. It's Iowa.
Oh, I forgot about Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa's, but it's close between those three. Iowa's 9-4. The other two are 3-1.
And Michigan State's got to be pretty close.
Michigan State's 9-2. Everybody else double digits.
Yeah.
So those are the four. Mountain West.
Who could it be in Mountain West? San Diego State, I guess.
San Diego State, 5-4. Pac-12.
Yes, Arizona State
and Oregon are we're right on both.
Okay.
They're 5-2 and UCLA's 3-1 and everybody else is double digits by a bunch. SEC is the last one I have.
I guess Kentucky, although Tennessee is possible.
Kentucky too. Even money, Tennessee 7-2.
Okay.
Aggie 100-1.
I'd save money. Although
they're going to be better,
yeah, certainly. But
so my bookie has Gonzaga minus 1,000 to win the WCC.
That's value, baby. That's value. So I bet 1,000 just to get this straight. I bet 1,000 and I win 100.
That would be correct.
That's a deal.
Now for the actual national title, plus 1,000 currently.
Ooh,
interesting.
It is interesting. I like Gonzaga's team this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I wish Killian Tilly was back for his eighth year, but unfortunately... Yeah,
the Case Keenum rule, he could have come back for an eighth year.
He would have gotten hurt, too, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
713 said, Wichita State's not a favorite in the AAC due to the coaching fallout. I don't think they would have been favored over UH anyway. But I certainly think that's hurt their odds. Well, they got the same players, but that was... bad timing, frankly. All right, see there you go. I just wheelhoused you with college football odds and basketball odds. How about that?
Yeah, look at you.
How about that? Just throwing the ball up there and letting Boogie Cousins dunk it. Just like James Harden will do every time on a pick and roll.
That's right. All right, you guess what I got to tell you about Allstate windows and siding, and I can tell you now from experience, brother. Because guess what's at my house? They've already put them in. They're all installed. They're looking good. All my windows in from Allstate Windows and Siding. They look fantastic. My wife is thrilled because she's got windows now where there's some where only the bottom opens and they're not the obnoxious like slide up and down. You slide over and that's all you need. What it does is it gives you more of a picture window. So now there's more of a view and that's what she's happy about. I'm happy because now I'm going to be saving 40% on my energy bills with Allstate. God, that could be you too. And here's the deal. 25% off all window packages. That's not like some Rogers rate that only I got. Everyone can get that. Even you. Senior discounts, military discounts, first responder discounts, cash discounts. They got it all. Check them out. 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936. 1936 or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
He free, he doing time, let him free. I'm the muff best, but I'm not Cali.
We the best.
She like how I be dressed and ain't no salad.
Uh-huh.
And fuck with her, she be.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I have to tell you guys about something here. I'm going to tell you about golf. Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational, presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting ProVision. This year's tournament will take place Thursday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch from Burritos, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. There are just a few teams left, so make sure to register now at ESPN975.com.
Someone says, why did Kyler Murray block you on Twitter? I don't even remember what the joke was about his height, but someone went and snitched at him and tagged him in it, and he got his feelings hurt, which...
Twitter snitches are the worst.
Don't tag the athletes.
Jeez.
You know, give me a break.
Oh, well.
That's my favorite thing is when I'm like, I'll be talking about a fight, and I'll just say, oh, this guy's just not on, he's just not as good as so-and-so. And then somebody will tag him and be like, oh, I bet at this guy, at Glover Teixeira would whoop your ass. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm also not John Jones. And by the way, telling Glover Teixeira that I think John Jones is better than him, like, who does that benefit? That's why I hate people. I've committed myself to the mute button, though. I'm committed enough that I'm willing to only talk to myself on Twitter going forward. Because anybody who talks bleep to me on Twitter, I'm just muting them. So that way I'm going to be saying things and it's just going to go out into the ethos and it's never going to come back and I don't even care. That's my new move.
I see.
Yeah.
I just ignore people when they're being ridiculous. But I also don't try to rile people up like you do. So
I figured out what happened, why he blocked you.
Why?
Somebody had tweeted about, so this was when he was in high school.
Yeah.
Because it was the same day he tweeted out the picture of the UT jersey. But somebody had asked, you had responded to somebody by saying, they said, well, why don't you like Kyler Murray? And you sent a picture of an Oompa Loompa out.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I guess he found out, and that's why he blocked
Someone tagged him in it.
Oh, he got his feelings hurt over that?
Back in 2015.
Oh, well. I don't know. I stay out of Twitter beefs these days. It's just, you know, I kind of feel like Wyatt Earp and Tombstone. Not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. So, man. Couple things that wanted to get to. So just you know, we're talking about the Florida and Aggie thing. Now I know these polls don't mean anything, but in the coaches poll, they have Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson. They have Florida 5, Aggie 6.
That's so odd to me.
Yeah, I know.
But here's your moment. Everybody who says I always hate on the Aggies, AJ always hates on the Aggies. This is me saying Aggie should be ranked ahead of Florida.
I agree. 100%. It's a travesty. Of course, it's meaningless, like I said, because first off, it's just a poll. And second, there's no reason for Aggie to get mad because Alabama's going to eat Florida's soul. Yeah. And so that'll be two losses. And I think somebody else in front of Aggie is going to lose, too.
Although Florida will score on Alabama.
Yeah, yeah, they'll score 28 points and still give up 63.
Yeah.
But I think if Aggie wins out, I like their chances because I could see a couple of these teams losing. And I don't think Ohio State's going to lose just because of the competition. But Clemson's going to play Notre Dame again. And so anyway, just for your reference, Cincinnati is 7. Brigham Young, for your FYI, has played 9 games. They're 8. At 9-0. I bet you they'll play 15 games if they can.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how many games they have left that they have scheduled now. Because I think they added a couple when the WAC decided to play. But I don't know what they have left. I'll have to check. I can't imagine there's too much. That's a team that intrigues me, especially if they can get a game against a Washington. Bad Tyler says, so if Aggie wins out, their best win will be Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty good win.
Isn't that better than...
Is that better than BYU's best win?
Probably so.
According to this,
better than Cincinnati's best win?
BYU only has San Diego State left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think they're...
That's why they're trying to pick up that extra
game.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
So, yeah, because I knew their schedule was really front-loaded because they were able to get some games in early. But Robert says Aggie will not win out. I think at Auburn is the only game left that I'd be concerned about.
I think they'll win out.
So, I mean, I think it'll be interesting. And, yeah, there's still... It's going to be... It's going to start coming down to stuff like, okay, Aggie or Florida or BYU or Cincinnati. That's what it's going to come down to. And I think in that case, it's probably going to be Aggie.
If Coastal Carolina, if they're that Troy game that got postponed last week, if that doesn't get rescheduled, should they try to call a Pac-12 team?
I would. They need some kind of win that, I mean, if they're going to.
Well, they have a Power 5 road win already.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't think...
Especially maybe we'll say, look, Kansas is a quality win on the road.
No. Oh, that's a Power 5 win in name only, let's be honest. No, I don't think for them to even be in the conversation for the New Year's Six, I don't even think they're close to that. Because, you know, right now, Cincinnati's very much in the driver's seat for that. 713-780 ESPN. Like,
I think BYU's in that discussion too.
Well, I think one of them has a chance to make the playoff, and the other one probably gets the bid. So I think they're both in that conversation.
But Coastal has Liberty still, and that's a quality win if they can get that.
Yeah, it's not going to get them there.
Probably not.
Not going to get them there. But Bad Tyler says, just seems like they got blown out to Bama, scraped by Florida, and you put them in the college playoff. Well, guess what? Everybody's getting blown out by Alabama. Florida's going to get blown out by Alabama. They beat Florida. You say scraped by. They beat that team. That's a damn good team, and they beat them fair and square. So, you know, I don't know why you would be arguing against them, to be honest. So, what are the odds a team ranked in the top four intentionally gets their most difficult remaining game canceled due to COVID?
Like Florida State just did?
Yeah, Florida State's not in the top four, though.
No.
So.
Hey, you want to take this call? Dude's been waiting for a while.
Sure.
Let's talk about your boy, PJ Walker. Hello, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Gentlemen, hello, sports.
Sports, Bobby.
I called this here station before the draft, and I said, to AJ's chagrin, that I think if I was an NFL team, I'd be looking at PJ Walker more than I'd be looking at Tua. AJ proceeded to laugh me off the show. Now, I understand context matters. PJ was playing the Lions. Tua was playing a real defense and elevation in Denver. But to AJ's point earlier, Tua hasn't looked great playing for them. And I'm with Fred. I thought PJ looked really good. The first interception in the end zone was awful. It was a gunslinger interception, really bad decision. The second one looked more like a miscommunication timing issue. He split the first team reps with Will Greer the entire week. He didn't even know he was going to start until 10:30. I think that once he got in his groove, you saw what P.J. Walker did with the Roughnecks. He had the zip on the ball. He's obviously mobile, not going to be a Lamar Jackson running quarterback, but unlike Lamar, he can throw the ball. He is still 5'11". There was some balls dumped at the knockdown at the line. But I thought that the three wide receivers who are really good, they all ate. He looked good. And I'm calling back, tell AJ, apology accepted.
I don't apologize.
We now understand that
I got news for you.
We understand now that PJ Walker being the cream of the crop in a league full of has-beens and never-wases.
Oh, boy.
Might have a little more validity than Tua throwing a three all-pro wide receivers against South Carolina.
No.
Apology accepted, AJ.
Okay. Enjoy that.
Enjoy the one week where you can actually call and do that.
Yeah, and by the way, saying what he did in high-level college football is more high-level than the XFL was. The SEC is better than the XFL.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, look. Okay, I got to tell you, guy who calls after one game is the same clown who tweets me about Will Fuller when he had his one 200-yard game. about how I was wrong about him.
And you, like, he beat the Lions and he threw two picks and you're calling to, like, teabag me? Come on.
Oh, he's much better than Tua, AJ. Much rather have him. Look, I like the guy, and
I knew we shouldn't have taken that call. What a fool I was.
Well, I wasn't going to do it. Yeah, no interest
in
it.
Let him hang there forever. Yeah. Try to steal an apology from me. Suck it, guy. PJ Walker sucks. How about that? I wasn't going to go there, but now I did.
Well, that wasn't nice.
He doesn't really suck. I think he's fine. I think he's actually, I mean, he's a, what I saw of him yesterday was, this guy looks like he could be a useful backup in the league.
He can win a game or two here for you.
There are people who are already clamoring for him to be over Teddy Bridgewater. Okay. Good luck. The rest of the league isn't the Lions, I can tell you that. But whatever. I'm so neutral on PJ Walker, it doesn't even matter. I still stand by I like Tua's long-term potential better than PJ Walker. So, I mean, I know I'm out on a limb there.
But, well, their next few games, if he winds up starting again, at the Vikings, he could do well there.
Yeah.
But you know what? We'll have a comparison because the Broncos are playing the Panthers. Although it's at Carolina and it's a noon game. But they don't really, they're not going to get another, you know, they play the Packers and the Saints left. But otherwise, they've got the football team, the Broncos, and the Vikings.
Those are winnable games.
Yeah.
They're also very losable games.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, the Panthers aren't very good either.
Right.
And now it looks like, I just saw on ESPN that McCaffrey's not going to play this weekend again.
Well, that's, again, they, I think that's a well-coached team. I got to give them credit.
Oh, agreed.
All right.
I'm a well-coached team because I'm Team Carbach.
Well, and if that guy
would, my vest.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I never wear a vest. I'm not a vest guy. In fact, this is now the only vest I own. But Nick got it for me from Carbach, of all people. Yeah, Nick had a buddy at Silver Eagle who hooked me up with it, but I love it. I'm repping, baby. And, guys, I got to tell you, you need to get out to Carbach. And here's what's going to happen over the holidays. Your family's going to come to your house, and you're going to be expected to hang out with them the whole time. And, oh, that's no good. I got to get out of the house. I got to get away. I got to get my buzz on. Well, Carbach's the place to do that because they got some. And you know what? If you like a couple of your in-laws, you can take them with you. Say, hey, I got a place I'll show you. And then maybe your in-laws will like you, and then they'll be more tolerable, and you guys can badmouth your mother-in-law together at Carbach over something fine on tap that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Really great place, great restaurant, lunch, dinner, brunch on the weekends. Check them out. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on at the brewery and the restaurant. But over the holidays, make sure you grab yourself some Carbach.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Texter said, so you're going to defy the orders to not travel. They're not orders to not travel, and I'm traveling to a place in the middle of nowhere. And the reason I didn't want to...
Not staying in a hotel.
No, I'm staying in my own place. And the reason I didn't want to go camping before is because I didn't want to go to those nasty restrooms.
And now you've got your own place to poop?
I've got my own nasty restroom. And
ooh,
it's,
but you're
going
to have to empty that tank.
Well, I don't. I'm not doing any of that. It's the wife's vehicle. She's gonna have to do
you
all that stuff.
You think she's gonna clean out your poop?
No, she's gonna have to clean out all of it, her own, everything. I don't know. Actually, I think it goes directly into. I don't know how it's set up. I don't know those kind of things.
Here's what
I'm
you
not
should
that smart.
Do. You should get the kind where, like, yeah, sure, it's got that tank that you poop in, but it's also got a button that you can push that just lets it all out on the middle of the road when you're driving.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
That way, it's not your problem.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do care about things that are other people's problems. No, I think it's basically a portable septic tank that you have to dump out or get drained. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I know it's got a bathroom.
I would have asked this question before I took it off the lot.
Hey, it wasn't my purchase.
Yeah, how do I poop?
It wasn't my purchase. The wife wanted it. It was her thing. And I, you know, what I looked at the engine to make sure that was in pretty good shape. And I give some credit to the guys at DeMontrant RV. They were terrific. And they basically go over the whole thing before we pick it up and make sure everything's 100% operational. Like the generator was running a little rough. And they're like, oh, we'll fix that right away. So if you're in the market for one, I highly recommend those guys. All right, let's do a Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
So, man, I've got like, this is the thing about Monday, because there's always so much stuff from the weekend where people did really stupid things that, and I'm guessing some of these will be on the dumbass report, so I'm not really sure where to go. You know what? I think I'll take this one. We've all been at parties where you ran out of alcohol, right?
Once. Actually, I don't know. Probably more than once.
Yeah. So sometimes you get somebody to make a run. I've gone to my house and gotten some alcohol and taken it over when we ran out. Well, here's what they do in Russia. You start drinking methanol hand sanitizer.
No, I don't do that.
Not wise, guys.
Mm-mm.
Care to guess what the result was?
Death?
7 deaths and 2 in critical condition.
Yeah, I could have guessed that.
But the group of 9 drank it at a party. The first 3 victims were a 40-year-old woman and 2 men aged 27 and 59. On Friday, 3 more men, 28, 32, and 69, had also died. If you're 69 years old, shouldn't you be smart enough at that point of your life to not drink hand sanitizer?
You would think.
I mean, but...
make it a long way, but then someone on Facebook told them that they could do it, and then...
It was 69% methanol and had been sold as a hand cleanser during the pandemic. Health officials warn locals not to drink the Russian-made antiseptic. Little late. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't get people. I had another one that I kind of like, although it's sort of pathetic, and it involves your wife's people in Oregon, which you got to admit, Oregon's into some weird stuff right now. But let's say your wife goes to the doctor, and you find out your wife's banging the doctor.
Oh. Well, that would be awkward.
And this is in Bend, Oregon, by the way.
Oh, no. So that's where my wife
is
from.
These are probably your relatives.
Okay.
Apparently, he was experiencing depression as a result of his failing marriage.
Okay.
Went to his family physician, who counseled him on ways to improve his marriage, and prescribed him marijuana and CBD. The patient,
and then he banged his wife?
The patient now claims in a lawsuit that all along the doctor was the one banging his wife.
Damn. I think I've seen something like that on the Hub, maybe at some point. Like, I feel like that's a category or something. But
maybe it kind of feels like a Law and Order episode.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Although
that's unfortunate.
In the Law and Order episode, the guy was doing it without her consent. But
well, that's a different crime.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's still in a complaint filed Monday in Deschutes County Circuit Court. Local musician and financial advisor Pearson Tone seeks $2.9 million from Dr. Ronald Rosen for professional negligence.
I mean, it seems like a deal.
Yeah, he says, as a result of his conduct, the plaintiff sustained emotional distress, including the loss of his marriage and emotional and social destruction of his family. I would say loss of the marriage is a positive in this.
But if you can get $2 million of it?
Oh, dude, I would so pretend to be heartbroken. If I were in that situation, and be like, hey, of course
I feel like I should have dumped that now.
Why?
Because you just admitted on air that you would pretend to be.
Well, first off, I'm not going to go to any doctor and say, oh, I'm so depressed because I think my wife's messing around on me. So that's not going to happen. And, you know, so yeah. But I would probably, I mean, if I could sue the guy and get away with it, sure. A little money never hurt anybody.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
So
got a weed prescription and
I get the weed prescription out of it and $2.9 million.
I mean, $3 million for a doctor to bang my wife. I mean, I'd have to see the doctor.
And you get out of it. And you get out of the marriage.
Well, yeah.
She cheated, so you probably don't owe alimony.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, even if she does it, like, even if we work it out together, like I say, hey, honey, you go to this doctor, you know, you make it happen, then I'm going to pretend like I'm real depressed about it, and then we'll get that dough. I mean, that's a deal. That's a agreed, sold.
Do you trust her to sell the story and not fold on you, though?
I mean, aren't you supposed to trust your wife explicitly?
She's pretending to bang another guy or bang another guy. Okay.
I'm just saying. Even if she has to go all the way through with it, three mils.
Yo, Adrian says, over under on how many people are going to tell you John Granato already did that. Yeah, I got two texts from idiots about it.
John Granato did this story already?
Apparently, yeah.
I'm out.
Yep, show's over.
Okay, I'll say this again. I really don't give a rat's ass who else did the story.
Did John tell you guys this breaking news? Next Tuesday morning at 10:30 a.m. Well, actually, it might be 9:30 a.m. Oh, my gosh. It is 9:30 a.m. because this is Eastern time. 9:30 in the morning next Tuesday, there's a college football match between Charlotte and Western Kentucky. I want Tuesday morning football all the time. I'm for this big time. So let's just say hopefully it works out. I'm going to have a betting angle on that game. Trust me, I'm having one.
All right.
That's how you pass a work day.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.